This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, but also on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you missed our parlay, you can see my chicken scratch writing at Junks Radio.
We're going to be rich. It's going to pay us $16,000 off a $10 bet. We're just going to make a lot of money this weekend.
Jason's missing out.
I saw a silly tip yesterday on Twitter. Okay. I've never moved so fast in my life.
Really?
I saw a capper on Twitter. Okay. I was at the store, and yep, I saw him tweet, "This MF'er drinking a Pepsi during a tennis match, auto fade." Oh. So I tweet, I go, who? And he goes, "This dude Gaston, when they sat down between games, he dead ass cracked a Pepsi on God."
I don't think I've ever seen a tennis player or anybody drink.
No, Obi, we hear, drinks Coke during a game.
It's true. It's a good point.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had heard that. Yeah.
So I sprinted to my betting app.
Yeah.
Put 44 bonus bet on it.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
Winner.
The guy lost the final set 6-2.
Well done.
Sugar crash.
That's great intel. That's a perfect bet.
Probably does that.
I know. I just got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, because he's probably done it throughout his career, right? Probably not the first. I mean, it'd be crazy for that to be the first time
you've ever
done it.
I've watched a lot of tennis. I've never seen a dude drink a soda.
No. Neither have I. Usually those guys, they drink their own little quick.
By the way, is the city open this upcoming week?
Starting now, I think.
Huh, I'm going to have to get out there.
I'm actually home this weekend.
I need to get the red carpet rolled out. I've heard that was going to be the case.
We just got to ask our buddy Mark.
Buddy Mark Ein?
Yeah.
He's considered our buddy now?
That's what he said.
Starts tomorrow, July 19th.
You were away.
I will ask.
I said, well, how do the junks go? He says, you just have to ask your buddy Mark.
Well, this is us asking our buddy Mark.
I think we got to do more than that.
Yeah.
I think we got to.
Okay, we'll take care of it behind the scenes.
Put in a formal ask. Yeah. I'd like to go. Actually, I'm
parking.
Around.
Need parking. Parking is, again.
Think he'll take care of you.
The most important thing.
But I think usually just park in the dirt over there, right? It's not that bad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, I got parking for the Sugar Ray show at Wolf Trap. It was not ideal, but it wound up working out.
Doesn't he usually set you up up there at the top of the hill?
Here's the thing. My guy Bernie said, look, You're gonna be in Circle VIP parking. And I said, well, VIP, that's right up my alley. It sounds great. Problem is, my name wasn't on a list. I had to do some smooth talking. So I come off the toll road. I go on to Wolf Trap Road or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And he goes, turn right at the marquee. I see the marquee. I also see a potential hurdle in a police officer, because this is the turn for handicap placards and people with permits. I don't have either of those things in my car. So I pull up to him. He's on my wife's side. I pull the window down, and I went through the spiel. He said, drop this dude's name, who I'm not going to mention, and say you have Circle VIP parking. So I dropped the dude's name to the cop. He takes out a piece of paper. He goes, are you on this list? And I said, probably not. He searches for Silly John Auville, a.k.a. Cakes, doesn't see it. And then he goes, just take a right here and go up the hill. I'm like, okay, through the first hurdle. Then I get to a park ranger, second hurdle. She, again, takes her piece of paper out. I drop my spiel. This guy says, I have Circle VIP parking. She looks for my name, doesn't see it. I said, I dropped another dude's name, and she radioed ahead to the third ranger. Get to the third ranger. I have to go through the same spiel again. Then finally got to the fourth ranger, who walked me up to the hill, basically 50 feet away from the gate, picked up the orange cone, and I parked right in front. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Mm. But I didn't. Here's the thing. I like to have like a parking pass or a permit where I don't have to jump through all the hurdles and the hoops.
I get it.
It was kind of uncomfortable.
Like, no, in advance. Yeah.
It was kind of uncomfortable, but I made it to
made it work.
I made it to the mountaintop.
All right.
EB, I noticed when you were driving out yesterday, I saw you pulling out just in front of me. And I'm wondering if you take advantage of it, but probably because of your mom, you have the handicap sticker.
Yes.
Have you used the placard without your mom in the car?
Maybe, honestly, maybe like 2 times out of 100.
So you have?
Like twice, maybe. And I feel somewhat guilty, but sometimes I'm driving around, it's impossible to find parking, and I just say, screw it.
Eric.
I mean, what are you going to do? I'm gonna hike all the way.
I figured
do you
so.
Fake a limp when you get out?
No.
He just does his normal shuffle.
Yeah, he does a shuffle.
They probably actually think Manny is handicapped.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, look at this old slow guy. What's going on?
I would love it if some youth went up to you and tried to help you into the store from your car.
Yeah. Do you need assistance, sir?
If I've been sitting for a long time, the hip flexors do get tight and it is hard to stand up straight. That is a true story. All right.
Hunched over.
Let's bang out some of
these
calls.
Too many bendovers.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. You can chime in about whatever you want. It is Friday, but it's just back into summer here. Not a lot going on, but NFL is basically here.
I kind of feel like Jason now. Like, now it feels like summer is basically over.
It's basically over.
I mean, you're starting to see, like, back-to-school commercials on TV.
Yeah.
And it triggers my wife because she has to be back to school in, like, a month.
You know what that triggered for me? Back to Marshalls, because I know that's in the fall stuff. Stuff's gonna come in.
Yeah, the fall line is in now.
Yeah, I went back to Marshalls.
Yeah, very good.
All right, let's go to Patel. Let me guess. Patel's bitter that your aviation program's a disaster.
What's up, EV? How's it going?
What's up, Patel?
I'm doing well.
So, listen, I'm bitter's the wrong word. I'm not bitter. I'm just thinking you're missing the point a little bit. So whatever you said in the morning, and I would have called earlier in the morning, but I was on the Odyssey Rewind app, and so I was a little late. So I called in right now. So sorry about that. But listen.
It's all good.
So you're the one that says everyone lies. You famously said that throughout the show. I always listen.
I genuinely believe that on the whole, yes.
Okay. And I agree with that, too. So let's look at this situation. Whatever you said this morning, factually, was all true. Yes, the captain is to blame right now. That's what everything's pointing
to. Right, all the evidence is pointing to that.
Yes, the switches were cut off. Yes, they were put back up because they were trying to fix it.
Yeah,
seconds. Other pilot was like, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
So, but let's look at...
What did I leave
out?
You're
going to put all the blame on them. Why are you not pointing the finger at Boeing for anything? Isn't Boeing the airline? I mean the company that two whistleblowers came out like last year? They both wound up dead somehow. Let's go back and revisit.
I'm not saying Boeing doesn't have issues
in aerospace engineering, and I'm a certified private pilot, not a commercial private. So right, I don't have that.
Would you ever fly one of those those little things I see on the Instagram where the guy brags about you don't need a license or anything. It's like 200 pounds, and it just like a lawnmower engine,
like an ultralight.
Yeah.
No, I would not. I would
Why?
Not. So, EB, because I personally avoid flying if I can. If I need to, I would. I just I don't like the hands of my life being on a lot of other people to do their jobs correctly. So here's the thing. Now, Boeing can, it's in the best interest of Boeing to make this all about the pilot. They want no, and you guys brought up a good point. Why is it so easy for you to just shut off the switch? Why isn't one switch on one side of the plane?
You got to pull up and you got to do a whole maneuver.
No,
you
can't make it complicated.
You can't just bump it.
To make it complicated.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, why isn't it for just for this situation, why wouldn't you have what the left engine switch on the left side with right. the main pilot, the other side with the right side with the other pilot? This pilot didn't even, it's one thing if the pilot locked the other pilot out of the airplane and did this, or he like punched him or something. The other pilot didn't even know what's going on. He just did it by himself. Yeah. It can't happen like this. So you might be right. All I'm saying is, it's in the best interest of Boeing to not take any responsibility or blame and just let this thing go.
I think at the end of the day, there might be a design flaw. If it's that easy to just cut off the gas to the two engines, it was one flick of a switch. I think there might be some sort of design flaw. But what ultimately, you got to blame the guy. He was on a suicide mission, it looks like.
Agreed. That's why I didn't say you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, this is why I say I have all these degrees in aerospace engineering. I'm super scared to go on a plane. Like, that should tell you something.
Yeah,
that
why are you so scared, though? You're scared because you don't trust other people, but you understand the mechanics of flying.
I've worked at Boeing. I've worked for other aerospace companies. Let's just say when these companies get public and they're publicly traded, it's not about the flight, the safety, and everything. Mm-hmm. It's all about profits. And you start cutting things, you start making things that are cheaper than rather than being safe. So I live this day and day. So like when you say it's all on the pilot and like it, I was saying let's just take it back and let's blame everyone.
I think we did acknowledge in the conversation that there probably is some sort of design flaw if you could just one flick of a wrist, whatever, knock out two engines like that. I think we did say that. So you're actually, your whole call is pointless.
Let's make it more difficult to cut off the fuel to the engines.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Or at least one at a time.
Let's say there is an engine on fire. You do want to cut it off right away.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
But maybe not all the engines. With one
thanks,
flick
guys.
Of
thanks for taking my call.
Thank
though.
You. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Patel. Appreciate it. It's a little scary, though, that a guy that works in the industry, he's terrified to fly.
That's two guys today that have worked on planes that don't like flying.
Who's the other guy? Yeah, who's the guy that
the
works
mechanic.
On the... What did he say? What was his reason? Remember he said...
Human error. He doesn't get sized for humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do we need robots flying the planes?
Like, I mean, that Donald Trump robots.
Robot planes. Robot
my
planes.
Understanding is they practically fly themselves. My buddy says he flies for Southwest. He says he basically gets paid to drink coffee.
Maybe
can I sign up for that, Dave? Valdez?
Yeah. We should be pilots. He says I get paid to drink coffee.
90, we're going to pilot school, baby.
97% of it.
Yeah. I don't even think the takeoff and landings they do much.
Sounds like Patel has seen some things.
It sounds like a great whistleblower. Well, I think what he's saying is makes all the sense in the world. That once these companies go public, it becomes more about your stock price and everything else. Right. Then safety takes a back seat sometimes. Yeah.
Got to find cheaper nuts and bolts.
Widgets.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it is. Listen, you could really scare yourself into not doing it. You see all the people that have access to these things.
Yeah.
I don't know. The story Jason did a couple weeks ago about how the woman just got onto a plane. She didn't have a ticket. She didn't have a boarding pass. She had nothing. And she just, remember, she just got onto the plane.
I must have been in Vegas.
You might have
I didn't
been
hear
Vegas.
The story.
That's terrifying. How do you get through security? TSA pre, how do you get through all that? You got no, like, how on earth do you get back there?
I don't know.
She got on the plane.
All I know is I was running hot when it came to security, both at BWI and Vegas. No lines. I flew the day before July 4th. I was expecting madness and chaos at BWI. There were like literally 8 people in the security line. Yeah. And on the way back from Vegas, because my flight was so early, airport was a ghost town.
I have to say that even when it's crowded, especially if you have pre or something, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You get through there real quick. All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Junks? Love the show as always. And on a lighter note, I want to get back to Mar talking about the vinaigrette dressing at Chipotle.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Come on, man.
There's no way that's better than queso.
He wants to mix it with the sour cream. He makes his own concoction.
Bro, you need to throw that all over the burrito bowl, the burrito. Like, dude, people are sleeping. The audience, your audience needs to be aware. Throw that on everything. That stuff is amazing. Yeah, it makes the burrito bowl just 10 times better.
Makes it pop.
Go try that, man. Go try that today.
No, I'm with you, dude. I mean, but I do like, you know, a bite of burrito, then I'll get a little chip in there. I mean, that sauce is going everywhere. Like I said, that's you got to write home about that.
Yeah, I feel you on the little crunch. You need a little crunch with the burrito. But that being said, like, spread it all over everything, Mar. Just do a wild.
Mar, what are your top three fast casual spots?
Chick-fil-A, Chipotle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's tough.
What else makes the podium?
Yeah, that's really tough.
Those are your top two. Always going there.
Is this a franchise? I mean, this isn't a franchise, but there's a bunch of locations. I get Sice for Buffalo Wing Factory.
Well, that's a franchise, isn't it? Spot.
But there's like four.
Okay.
It's not like a, like, you know, across
the
country.
Buffalo Wing Factory?
Yeah.
It's a local franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
From my hometown, I used to work there when I was in high school. The most elite wings anywhere.
They have one in that Greenbrier Shopping Center that you
I can tell you, you know, I think I sleep on wings. I don't really order wings.
Sleep on wings.
I ordered them in college all the time.
Are you having a wings renaissance after your Old Bay wings?
Well, the Old Bay wings, and I'm, you know, I was thinking about it as I was at home the other day, because now I'm thinking of any excuse to put Old Bay on my stuff. Old Bay wings probably been around forever, right? I just don't order wings. When
wings
I go,
miss you.
When I go,
wings
and I
want
have
you back.
Appetizers or something. I never order wings. I don't know why.
Now,
I kind of look down on chicken.
I lean into the wings.
Kind of look down on chicken.
While I have this opportunity, I will say Buffalo Wing Factory, they're disgracing the wing game, and they've shot themselves in the foot, because on Thursdays, they used to have all you can eat. When I was growing up, it was like $14.99. Yeah. Then it was $19.99. I went there. It's like $44.99 now, and they don't give you curly fries.
What?
No curly fries, man. Can you believe that?
You're paying $45 bucks for freaking chicken?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. It's BS. I mean, like, that's not the Buffalo Factory I know.
For that.
Yeah, they should really get locked up. No drinks, no nothing. Just wings.
Yeah.
Combo?
I mean, how many wings do you have to eat to make that plus EV?
$44?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to eat, like, at least 25 to 30 wings.
Did they replace the curly fries with a different type of fry, so like they have crinkle fries?
So they have crinkle cut and curly fries, but everyone that knows, you know,
crinkle
if you've been to Buffalo Factory,
curly
you know
fries curly are
crinkle
fries.
You know ball.
Yeah, crinkle's exactly the lowest seed
crinkle
fry.
Crinkle is not great.
Now, if anyone from Buffalo Factory is listening, like I said, I used to work there, we will take gift cards, send them to the station, because I do get sized.
I will say, there's one spot that does crinkle fries pretty well. Shake Shack. Their crinkle fries are pretty solid, but they don't measure up to curly fries. How could they? Especially seasoned curly fries. That little orange dusting they put on them is delicious.
Ken Beatrice used to not eat the curly fries.
He did not.
Let's go real quick to Ryan in Centerville. 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday, even though it's Friday. Hey, buddy.
Hey boys, I'm out here walking my dog. I know he doesn't get sized.
I actually think I would like to walk the dog on my terms.
What breed of dog and what's your dog's name?
The dog's name is Rosie. She is a fox red lab.
Nice.
Pretty sweet looking dog.
I've never heard of that.
All right. Rosie the red lab.
I'm calling in to hype up the bit season boys.
Hype
away. Because they need some more ADs. They gave me a 7-minute cameo for Father's Day that my dad bought and ordered, and it was just so many zings.
7 minutes.
That's above and beyond.
That's a sure segment.
I mean, that is incredible. Like,
I just get so psyched for the bit season Drab and Valdez. I'm also a fellow Leo. I'm a twin dad, so I can relate to Drab. Love golf. I was born, Valdez, I know you were August 3rd, I think. I'm August 2nd, turning 38 as well as you. I think we need to have the Biddy Open. Someone was talking about the birthday party yesterday. I'm proposing the Biddy Open, just a big golf tournament of biddies.
Make it happen.
So that means you have to, a biddy is a bit season.
That's what we call our listeners.
Bit season P1.
Ryan's definitely a top tier biddy.
Yeah.
Really. And then, so you know what that tells you, though? When they're doing a 7-minute, what do they call
cameo.
It?
Cameo.
They got nothing. They're just entertaining themselves.
They're riffing.
Right?
They're
just, you guys,
I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah,
they're over delivering.
They're over delivering because they don't have any other cameos.
It's better to over deliver.
If you had a bunch of cameos, that's false.
If we had 30 cameos, we would probably spend.
Yeah, but the word spreads. Now everybody's look, these guys give me an amazing 7-minute cameo for like 30 bucks.
They're not usually 7 minutes. They're usually like.
You must have really stumbled on a good bit that. Do you remember this particular one that you did?
I don't know. What did you put in the description, Ryan?
Well, so my dad actually ordered it for me, and he must have. So I'm a math teacher, golfer, gambler, and you guys were saying I need to concoct some formula because I don't lose any parlays.
I mean, it was just gold.
I wish people could see when they're recording there. They did just light up when they're trying to make each other laugh, and they just light
up. Great.
Yeah. I mean, great is one way of looking at it.
And they're making side cash.
We definitely try to make each other laugh and also put each other in awkward positions.
But you guys also do, you have a cameo voice. You definitely have like a...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. There's an affect that you guys have when you start...
They go into cameo mode.
They go into... Yeah. I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah. If you were to do a cameo, let's do one right now. Do one right now. Ryan, why don't you ask for a cameo for a buddy of yours? Think of a buddy that might want one.
Okay, I got a silly buddy who's also a big Junks listener, also a fellow teacher and golfer. He shot 2 8s yesterday in a row, so you could roast him for a couple snowmen.
All right, go ahead, Valdez. What's his name? Do a quick cameo, live cameo.
His name is also Ryan.
Go ahead. For Ryan.
Is this for you, Ryan?
Probably.
No. I swear, it's a different Ryan.
Go ahead. Ryan at 2 8s. Come on, Drabby. Let's see what you can come up with.
I need my partner. All right. Hey, Ryan. What's up? It's Matt Valdez from the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, Ryan? It's Drab. We got a cameo request for you from you. You love yourself, it sounds like. Ryan... Taking the summer off, playing golf all summer, every day, not getting any better, huh?
I'm sure teaching's pretty hard. All you do is golf. No wonder you're a math teacher because you have 2 8s in a row. It's hard to count them up together.
I don't know. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. Off the cuff, I like it.
I just wish you could see how excited they get when they do it. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
And where can people get these cameos?
If you just go to cameo.com/junksproducers.
What do they cost these days? About 10 bucks?
$35.
$35.
Oh, very nice. Hey, it's got to be worth their while.
No, but you get 7 minutes, yeah. EB. All right. You know what? You know how usually they would be barking at us that we're way over time and we'd have to go to break. Forgot to talk about their cameo. We got to go all the way to 8:22. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.